ready. I'm thirsty.
Welcome to Thirst with Cheryl, a podcast making biblical truths plain. I'm your host, Cheryl Tyner, and today we're discussing To Link Up or Not. This podcast is meant to be a SIP, a basic overview. Let's jump right in and begin with prayer. Lord, open all ears to hear and hearts to receive. Give listeners revelation, light, or an aha moment in Jesus' name. Amen. First things first, I want to address that in last week's podcast episode, The Recipe, I made the following statement. We are made in the image and likeness of God, and we can approach God directly in prayer. There is no need for a middleman. So this statement is true. However, the Holy Spirit showed me that a certain part of this statement could be misinterpreted. Let me break it down and clarify. Genesis 1 and 27 says that we are made in the image and likeness of God, which is scriptural and truth. And Hebrews 4 and 16 tells us that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, meaning we can approach God directly in prayer, which is also truth. Nevertheless, when I said that there is no need for a middleman, what I meant was that we do not have to run to Pastor, Reverend so-and-so, or a friend to pray for us. We can approach with confidence when we have a relationship with Christ. To further clarify, Christ is the middleman between God and the believer. For that reason, when we pray, we seal it with, in Jesus' name, amen. Furthermore, to pray in Jesus' name is to acknowledge that our access to God in prayer comes only through Jesus. There are many places in the book of John that addresses this. Therefore, one of the scriptures I have chosen is John 14, verses 13 through 14, the NIV version, which says, "And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." Now, this piece of scripture is written in red in the Bible. And we know that when words are written in red, this means Jesus is speaking. So the middleman phrase could have been an open door for confusion. Thus, when the Holy Spirit nudged me about this, I immediately wanted to set the record straight. If you give the enemy an inch, he will attempt to take a mile. We do not want any confusion. 1 Corinthians 14 and 33, the King James Version says, "Our God is not a God of confusion, but a God of peace." However, we know that Satan is the author of confusion, and so prayerfully this clears that up. There are truly times when you do need to link up with someone to pray for you or with you. For example, you may have just lost a loved one. You may be feeling so sick that you can't think straight. You may be experiencing depression. Or you may be continuously experiencing some type of substance misuse battle, and so on and so on. It is times like these you absolutely need someone to pray for you or with you. This is when you may need to approach your pastor, a minister, or even a like-minded Christian friend. If they concur with your prayer request, then bingo. This is what you want. Link up. Be very cautious of who you ask to pray for you. Some may say that they will pray for you, and they are only saying what they think you may need to hear at that time. Although their intentions are good, it is a possibility that they may not even know what God says in His Word about your challenge. Remember, We spoke in a previous podcast that your thoughts must line up with the Word of God regarding your situation. So if the person that is praying with you or for you is thinking in line with the Word of God, then I would say it is okay to link up with that person. This type of prayer is called the prayer of agreement. The prayer of agreement is powerful because there is strength in numbers. Let's look at it like this. If you're driving a car and all of a sudden your car breaks down in the middle of the road and you need to push it off to the side of the road, there is more strength when two or three people are pushing it than one person pushing it. Matthew 18:19 through 20, the CEV version says, I promise that when any two of you on earth agree about something you are praying for, my Father in heaven will do it for you. Whenever two or three of you come together in my name, I am there with you. I use the CEV version because it is crystal clear. God is saying he promises that when two of you on earth agree about something you're praying for, our Father in heaven will do it for us. If there are two of you, God is guaranteeing this. And for the prayer of agreement to work, there must be at least two of you. You must be on earth, and you must agree on the same thing. And it does have to line up with the Word of God. You know, as I was researching and preparing this episode, the excitement boiled up on the inside of me. It was an aha moment because I have a guarantee or a promise from God that if any two of us on earth agree about something I am praying for, God's going to do it. Here are two other scriptures indicating the benefits of linking up. Ecclesiastes 4:9 says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. Deuteronomy 32:30, the ERV version says, one can chase a thousand and two can chase 10,000 to run away. But remember, everything we have discussed regarding prayer up to now needs to be in place. Previously, if you did not take notes, circle back and listen again. You want to make sure you aren't missing anything. Yes, linking up does give us added strength, but also let me remind listeners that if you do not have someone to link up with who is on the same page with agreement, you can always approach God's throne of grace boldly and confidently. Pray the word and receive answers to your prayer according to God's written will. Therefore, you can link up or not. At the end of each podcast session, I want to remind each listener of two scriptures. Hebrews 2:1, the NIV version, which says, we must pay the most careful attention to what we have heard so that we do not drift away. And 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17, the NIV version says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God, which is you and me, may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. You've been listening to Thirst with Cheryl. We look forward to you joining us again next week for more biblical truths made plain and simple.